Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, it was a weekend. Let me tell you what.
And what a weekend it was.
It was. And it was such an uneventful weekend for me. I have nothing to report.
What?
I had zero plans this weekend, and that was just the way I liked it.
There we go.
Because I got strep throat last week, remember?
Right, yeah, I remember.
Every time I thought about leaving the house, I went, you're sick.
What are you doing?
Stay home for a week, and then you can go back out and play again. Sit your ass home and stop. And the only place I went was the grocery store, and I know I'm not contagious.
Right, and antibiotics, all that.
By Friday, I felt like $1 million once the antibiotics kicked in. But I also was like, you have to rest.
But you know, yeah, your body still got to catch back up.
The reason I got sick is because I didn't stop, and I got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I have nothing to report from my weekend other than a few grocery store visits.
Bet.
What about you, DZ?
Well, I did more than enough for both of us.
Did you live your life this weekend unlike me?
Oh, boy, did we.
Ooh, tell me more.
I mean, it was a myriad of things. Where do we start?
Is the family back?
Back and moving again? The family's back and moving again, yeah. So we were like, all right, man, let's get up out the house. Let's breathe. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Let's shave Danny's head.
Okay, explain yourself, because I saw this on social media this morning and I went, what happened to Danny's hair?
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, did Danny not have hair? Am I crazy? I thought Danny had hair.
Was it a toupee the whole time?
Where's Danny's hair? Because out of nowhere, your wife posted pictures of your son Danny.
Of our 11th month old, soon to be 1 year old.
And I'm like, wait, where's his hair?
Uh-huh. Hair gone. So we woke up Saturday and we had talked about it before on like, do we want to do it? It's actually a Hispanic tradition and in many other cultures as well.
What is it? What's the tradition?
You shave the baby's head.
I didn't know this.
Allow the hair to come back fuller and nicer. Yeah. So we was just trying to help our boy out.
I didn't know this.
He was looking patchy, boy. He's got tufts and that. You know how the baby hair grows all awkward?
Hudson, remember he came out with a full head and it was the most disgusting hair I've ever seen in my life. Baby hair is not cute.
Well, I mean.
Until it gets cute.
Danny did not have that problem. He did not come out with a full head. So we was trying to get the full head is what I'm saying. So
but I'm saying patchy and gross and the hair is never
It's never right. You know what I mean?
And
you never quite get lucky. Some people do, but that's what we decided to do.
Yeah.
We ended up shaving his head and then we realized we're going outside and it's going to be cold. So we got a little hat for his head.
Because
we hit up Fiserv for him for that little Hot Wheels monster truck thing that they had.
I forgot it was Hot Wheels this weekend. Jeez, how was that?
Busy. It was cool. Definitely a show for the kids.
Yeah.
It was a nice in and out. I'm not going to lie to you. We didn't miss nap time.
Good. Good.
And it was cute.
Nice.
It was cute. I don't know how else to explain it. It was
fun. Sammy liked it.
Danny was into it too.
Good.
So yeah, honestly, everybody that was there with kids, right?
Yeah.
And they were celebrating something, you know, or another, and it was just a nice environment.
About that.
Yeah, it was a good little time. Mm-hmm. No fun to pop out.
The few people I saw at pumpkin patches made me giggle because they were in pumpkin patches that were just there was nothing. I mean, it was like a picture of
Slim
their kid.
Pickens?
It was like a picture of their kid and four pumpkins behind them. You know how when you if you go in the middle of October to a pumpkin patch, there are no pumpkins.
Yeah, we have been there.
You know what I'm talking about.
You fighting
about.
For the good ones. You in the back patch.
Yeah.
Getting muddy.
Yep.
We've been there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those were the only pictures I saw of pumpkin patches this weekend was the kid with no pumpkins behind him because they're all gone. And that's when you go to pick and save.
Oh, no. Well, we opted out.
Yeah.
We opted instead of going to a pumpkin patch. We opted to go do the little Hot Wheels thing and then hang out.
I don't blame you.
Man, it was the weather did not serve a rightful purpose this weekend. It rained. Y'all heard about Hurricane Milltown. Swept through the city.
I forgot about that. I forgot about the crazy weather we got this city out of nowhere. Yeah.
So the weekend was wishy-washy to say the least for a lot of people. For real.
Let's find out what everybody else did. 414-533-1037. How was your weekend? What did you do? You can text or you can call that number next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I did absolutely nothing. I tried to recover and make myself healthy again after I had strep throat last week. That was my weekend.
I think that's a good idea.
And me and the kids, other than the grocery store, stayed in the house and they wanted to leave and I said no. I haven't even worked out in a week. If that doesn't tell you where I'm at with my life. DZ, you guys went to see the Hot Wheels at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, the Monster Truck Glow Party.
Mm-hmm.
And we shaved our baby's head.
And you shave Danny's head, who's going to be one in 1 month. I thought about him this weekend on the 13th.
Ooh-wee, wow, we're here.
Let's go to Lisa first in Racine on 5. We'll start with her. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, youngin.
Well, hi to the youngin. Who's that in the car with you, Lisa?
That is Ignacio. I've got all three of my boys in the car with me on our way to daycare.
Ah, everybody's in the car. Full car. Yeah, that's y'all.
Hi, boys. All right, Lisa, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Well, it was a weekend full of soccer.
Soccer. Wepa. Sports.
Yep, and sports.
We managed to miss the rain.
Nice.
Ooh, clutch.
That's impressive.
Yep, the soccer games on Saturday were in the morning.
And it didn't rain until night.
And then yesterday, the oldest had his game first, and then we had an hour to wait, and the rain came. And then it held off for the hour for the middle one's game.
Lisa, we didn't need the step-by-step
everybody's
weather forecast.
Game, baby.
No, but you were at soccer all weekend, and you guys did okay.
With a perfect pocket of rain for the waiting.
She's like, it was 64 and sunny for the first. It was 75 and rainy for the second.
Lisa, get out of here. Drop those kids off.
Bye, Lisa.
Have
bye, guys.
Bye.
She went into depth with that one.
She said, and if you want to know what the wind was like, the barometric pressure.
Let's go to Babe. How's that? Babe in Hartford. Mike is calling this morning. We call him what his wife calls him, which is Babe.
Morning, Babe.
Hi, Babe.
Morning, guys.
By the way, since you have Justin Timberlake as your theme song, we have Justin Timberlake tickets all week long on this show.
Don't you forget about it.
I might have to try and win some.
Just saying. Ooh, okay, be here for the show to win. All right, what'd the fam do this weekend?
So Eileen actually had her first sleepover at a friend's house. And Kathleen and I had a Costco date, and then we picked her up the next day.
Wait, isn't she like 4?
Yeah, she's 4.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's probably the only
friend
people outside of a family that we would trust with
that's,
her.
That's
got
great.
It. That makes sense.
But we've been friends with her family for almost 4 years. They've been in daycare since 6 months old together. So,
dude, you had me at Costco, okay? Costco and free night without a kid. I'm in.
I'm in. I'm glad for y'all. Yeah.
We braved the hurricane to go to Costco and then went back home.
Tell me about the weather when you were out this weekend. Just kidding. Don't.
No, that's okay. I'll give you that.
Get out of here, man. Jesus.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one, guys.
Love, man. Peace.
All right. We got another Lisa on the phone in Kenosha this morning. Let's go, a different Lisa.
Lisa's on the rise this morning.
Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What'd you do this weekend?
Share.
Well, it was my birthday, so my in-laws took me out for my birthday, and we got a little tiny hat for our new baby that's coming next year.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29 now.
Is this first baby, 15th? Where are you at?
This is my first baby. We lost a while back.
I'm sorry
to hear that. Yeah, but
okay.
Really happy that you guys are looking
this
up.
Is
got
exciting.
The future baby coming in. You just celebrated a birthday. Look at you, celebration time.
Happy birthday and happy baby on the way.
Weba.
Thanks for sharing, Lisa. Have a good weekend or a good week. Not a good weekend.
Y'all see what babies do to Allie?
My bad. Right? Don't be soft.
Yeah, bye, Lisa. Have a great day.
My ovaries are flapping. Honestly, I forgot. I need more coffee. Let's go to Danny. How about Danny in Oak Creek this morning?
Danny?
Yeah, let's see what he did this weekend.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone.
Danny.
What up?
Jinx.
What's the word?
How are you guys?
Hey, we kicking.
I stayed home and rested, tried to get the sickness out of my body. DZ shaved his kid's head.
A little bit of everything, honestly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Some soccer was in here. Some of the people had soccer games. What did you guys do?
Friday, we did a outdoor wedding for a friend up at Devil's Lake.
Cool.
Thank God it was Friday and not Saturday.
Right now it's got to be beautiful, too, with the colors.
Woo! Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we were supposed to do China Lights. We had friends and family over for dinner.
Canceled.
And then we went to... Yeah, and they didn't send an email till after the fact.
Oh, no. So did you guys pull up still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that far of a drive, and we went to run around to look at some Halloween decorations and stuff.
Well,
but
China Lights is at Berner Botanical Gardens, right here in Hill's Corner.
Right down the road.
If people don't know what China Lights is, and I I've never seen them cancel it before, but it was a monsoon, so they had to cancel on Saturday because the thing was flooded.
Well, and
what are you going to do?
Well, it's a lot of
electricity.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? You can't have you walking people walking through that at all.
The
lightning
was insane on Saturday night, for the record. That was a lightning show.
Yes, it was.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Well, wait. What, Danny? What? He was going to say something.
I lost it.
Well, I lost it. Allie, that's your fault.
Wait, I talked over you and you forgot what you were going to say? That never happens.
Danny, we appreciate you, man.
Bye, Danny.
We appreciate you.
You guys have a great week.
You too, man. Peace.
Oh, my gosh. All right, last but not least, which one? We got one left.
You pick. Flip the coin.
I'm scared.
You know what? I got to.
You pick it. Michelle in Hartford.
Morning.
You little troublemaker. I got to pull up the text and see what everybody else is up to this weekend. What did you do, though? I want to see what everybody else said.
Well, Allie.
Oh, no.
I'm competing with you on this one.
You're causing problems or what? Or something? Are you staying home? Which one?
I think the latter.
Losing next week, Friday, I am losing 250 pounds.
What?
I'm moving out of my ex's house. So I can't
I am so proud of you, Michelle. You know what? You're already looking skinnier by the minute. You look so good alone.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
You're beautiful alone. I love it.
Look at you. You're glowing.
Good job.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today?
Sean got a crush.
Who has a crush? Sean?
Sean's got a crush.
Ooh.
But when I tell you who the crush is on, you might go, ooh.
Wah, wah. Who is it?
Sean got a crush.
His sister. That's a joke.
Yeah.
I meant in-law.
Oh, no.
That'd be gross.
No. Sean's got a crush on his kid's teacher.
Well, I've seen a few good-looking teachers in my time.
Not judging. Sean just gets right into it, so let's not dilly-dally.
Ooh, go ahead.
Sean says, let's cut to the chase. My kid's in first grade, and her teacher is beautiful. And before any questions, I know for a fact that she's single. And so am I. My child's teacher is MIA. My child's mother is MIA, and we feel it's better that way for now. My daughter is constantly coming home, telling me how the whole school is trying to find Miss H a boyfriend. And I could be her boyfriend. Daughter's trying to play matchmaker.
That's even funnier.
There's something cute in that. Okay, we'll get there. And he says, I found myself attracted to her. And feel like I have gotten similar energy when we've met for welcome week at open house and when I've picked my daughter up from school.
Well, if you're both single.
I don't want to overstep here, but how do I go about trying to find out if I could or should make a move on my kid's teacher?
Wait, your wife's a third grade teacher.
Yes.
Is it appropriate for a single teacher to date a parent or completely not? I would assume no. What are the ethical standards? I need some feedback from a teacher on this.
That's actually a great question.
Do you know
because
what I mean?
I don't know. I would assume that inner like teacher relationships are probably more frowned upon, maybe because you work together so closely. But a parent
would make more sense though than a parent and a teacher.
Right.
Two teachers would make more sense to me than a parent.
Because
you could fix my kid's grades, you could give favoritism.
But you've only got that child for a year's time.
True.
They're no longer your kid's teacher come next year, right?
Yeah.
Once Sean's kid leaves first grade,
he can go for it.
Miss H is no longer her teacher.
There was so Owen switched schools,
uh-huh.
and I went to the meet the teacher night, his middle school, high school,
right.
And it's huge. I mean, there are 9,000 teachers at this thing. Like I'm going through the school, and I'm like,
because there's 50,000 kids. So
I saw this teacher, and I was like, oh my god. And he was in a classroom Owen was in. And I was like, I don't think I'm allowed to say this. Like, I don't
say
even know
it.
If this is
say it.
He was hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if this is appropriate. I don't even know what he does here. I don't know if he's old enough. I don't even know who this
he's a teacher. He's old enough.
He could be a gigantic senior. And then man, I really want to die. No, he was
he had
adult.
A teacher's badge on.
He was
you
an
could
adult.
Tell.
I would puke otherwise.
Boy had hard pants on.
Yes, that was the key, the hard pants.
Dead giveaway.
The khakis.
And not Crocs. Crazy. Adult.
The khakis and the laminate across his neck.
Tucked in shirt. Yeah, he's a teacher.
But something even about being attracted to a teacher at my kid's school felt dirty, if that makes any sense. Like, okay. I was like, ew, I don't think I'm supposed to think anyone's good looking here because this is my kid's school.
Okay.
And it's just not appropriate, if that makes any sense.
I hear what you're saying. Maybe it might not be appropriate. I wasn't necessarily thinking, you know, oh, they might fix your kid's grades or treat your kid more special,
and
whatever.
First grade isn't, and probably not.
All these kids are getting treated special right now. All of these teachers are getting called mom right now.
None of them know how to read.
and none of them know how to read. But that little girl's also trying to replace a void in her life. And I don't want to get all shad and, oh, babies. But that baby's trying to find a mother, man, and going, well, I like my teacher. And, you know, she's single. The school's trying to find her a boyfriend. Daddy, you need a girlfriend. Why don't you be my teacher's boyfriend, Daddy? It's adorable.
Listen to the text. Screw the kid. Get the teacher. Somebody else texted in, hi, I'm a teacher here. No, it is not appropriate for parent-teacher relationships. I've had this happen before as the teacher, and it was super awkward. If anything, he's going to have to wait till the end of the school year to shoot his shot.
That's, I didn't want to say that, man, because what if by the end of the school year she done moved on, she got a man? You missed your shot. What's shooting the shot now? Transfer to kids' classrooms now and shoot your shot with the teacher now.
Somebody else said it's frowned upon as long as the student is in the school. Oh, jinx. You and I had the same epiphany, though. It makes sense.
Well, then here go my advice. Transfer to kids' schools, mac on the teacher. If you're single, if she's single, if you feel like you've gotten a vibe before you transfer, try it out. And if it hits and if you guys start a relationship, your daughter's got to go to another school. Sorry, Papa.
It's only inappropriate, I feel like, if, you know, the kid is in the class. But if now the kid's not, then date the teacher. Okay, oh my gosh. 414-533-1037 from the Nicolay Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Let's let people answer for themselves then.
Bet. I like it.
We will talk to you guys next. You can call or text.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Today on What Would DZ Do, the guy's got a crush on his kid's first grade teacher.
Sean's crushing big time.
Woohoo.
I like this, man. He's single. She's single. Even the daughter's coming in trying to talk about, Daddy, you could get a girlfriend with my teacher.
But is it appropriate?
Yeah, I mean.
And do we care?
I say go for it, and if you guys hit it off, then yeah, maybe it's appropriate to transfer your kids' schools just to be safe.
Okay, well, Melanie's in West Bend, and she's a teacher. I don't know what grade, but let's find out.
Start now. Morning, Melanie.
Hi.
Or should we say Miss Melanie?
Ms. Melanie.
Hi, good morning.
What do you teach?
I'm a high school special education teacher.
Okay.
Nice. So.
But just as a teacher, I would say it's not appropriate. You know, you want to wait, I would, until like in the summer, until she's not your teacher anymore.
What about if they're still in the school? Somebody said you have to wait till the kid's out of the school. I mean, if that's an elementary, you're going to be there for 6 years.
First grade.
I mean, you don't, at least it depends on the school district. You don't have to wait until they're out of the school, but you should definitely wait until they're not your teacher anymore.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, that does make sense.
Well, you have so many more single parents than you used to. Think about this. This didn't used to really be a conversation because the teachers were the ones screwing around, not the teacher and the parent. Nowadays, there's so many single parents. It's not a long shot that a parent may be attracted to a teacher.
To one of the teachers.
You're both adults.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying,
but it
man.
It gets weird because of the kid, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to make it, like, awkward for the kid either. Like, if you did date and you broke up, that could be really just really horrible.
And good point.
What if the teacher's not even attracted to, like, what if?
Sean sounding like he feels it. And how many times have guys said, oh, she was definitely feeling me, bro, and she wasn't? But that's what I'm telling them to at least explore, try it out, ask a question before you just up and pull your kid out the classroom, at least.
Whoever texted in, if you ask her out and she says no, you don't want to date her because she's no fun, stop it. Now they're looking for a fun fling. See?
Okay. Yeah, man. No. Y'all trying to stop the love of this man's life.
Jeez. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or a fling.
Melanie says, yeah, you're going to have to watch it, though. Maybe wait to the end of the year or transfer. Sorry.
Well, thank you, Melanie, for sharing. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you back. Have a great day.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
So we have a text that says, go for it. My friend dated her kid's teacher in middle school, and they have been together for 2 years, and the principal at my kid's school when they were little dated my daughter's first grade teacher, and are now married. People should mind their own business. Yeah, well, you say that now till something inappropriate goes on. We got to be careful here. We have to watch some of these relationships.
Hold on, Ellie. Let me bend your ear for a second.
Bend my ear. What up?
Whip.
I'm like, wait, does this mean I have to listen?
Yes.
Noted.
What if they do craft a relationship? He tries it out. He tries to keep the kid in the school. Uh-huh. They just divulge the relationship to the principal, say like an HR situation where we're like, hey, we're kind of hitting it off. Mm. Just want to let you know. See if there is anything inappropriate or frowned upon about it, and then go from there. Why are we stopping them and going, no, don't do it. Yes, don't do it. Why not try it out and then take the proper steps, man. Make the proper moves. Talk to the principal or HR, whatever. Listen, the school district.
Your wife works in a school. My sister's a principal. She doesn't want to deal with this garbage. She got enough garbage. Now she got to deal with teachers, dating, and parents. She'd be like, I don't have time for this. Get out of my office.
I keep checking to see if Aaron's calling me, texting me or something, trying to give me some advice on this, but I think I'm just going to stick with my guns on this one. I said what I said.
Well, then go to John Shoup, who we know is a math teacher. Don't you know I wanna shoot. And he's got his own theme song.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning, Shoup.
All right. Hey. I'm reading the text. Somebody said, not awkward. It does happen, but she might not be as into him as he thinks. Part of a teacher's job is to be pleasant to the kids and parents.
Okay. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Might be mistaking it. I don't know.
Ain't nothing but a question, though.
Well, Shoup, talk to us.
Shoup.
Well, I'm in my 19th year of teaching.
Boy, LeBron season's deep in the game. Okay.
Veteran.
What's up?
I think we commonly forget that teachers are still people.
Right.
Sure.
This can happen.
Oh.
And it's okay.
Oh, so Shoup is saying it's cool.
He's saying they are people, they have lives, they want to be loved. If you have an attraction, it's okay.
Right. And you know, one of my favorite stories of running into my teachers during the summer when they had other jobs, right?
Yeah.
Sure, bartending, serving.
Sure.
Right, anything.
They're doing something different.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not just teacher mode, right? Yeah. So you see them in like a different element, more real life element, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. Okay. So we have to respect that teachers are still people, folks.
Ooh,
I
get where Shoup is coming from.
I do too.
Say Miss H had been out over the summer or on a weekend in between school, and they meet up, you know, with Sean, and they hit it off over the weekend. Who's to say they can't just meet in public? Mm-hmm. And she just so happens to be the kid's teacher.
I've hung out with my kids' teachers in private life at festivals and whatnot. Who they know who they are, and I will. So what?
Weren't dating them.
But what's the difference between me drinking with one of my kids' teachers as a friend? Or dating them?
Or dating? What is the difference?
The difference at the end of the day? Now that I'm thinking it out, I'm going, hold on.
You're crossing a boundary professionally between the teacher and the parent.
Either way, I'm building a relationship outside of school with my kids' teacher. Yeah. So what's the difference?
What's the difference?
You know what? Look at me.
The reason I became a teacher is because I fell in love with my teachers.
Aw, man, this guy's such a big-hearted dude.
I know.
You rounded this out, man. I think we got it.
I get to go out with my teachers now, and they respect what we do and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, we hold teachers to such a high standard. What's the question? They still have to.
Fair enough.
I think we answered it, Shoup. You're good.
We appreciate drop. You.
Have First
a,
one.
Have a great day, Shoup. We appreciate your input.
All right, you
for
too.
Sure.
Peace, all right, fam.
Thanks, guys.
All right, dog. Yo, genius.
Somebody
no wonder
said,
he's a math teacher.
I know. They said as long as they're not in the coat room looking at each other's lunch boxes, I don't see why it's a problem.
I agree to that. I actually agree to that. Keep it professional in the system. And then once you guys are out of the building, it is what it is.
Date your
it?
Kid's teacher. That's what we've decided today. Go for it. Shoot your shot. I don't have time for this on a Monday. This is a working parent stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I ain't got time for this. I got no time for this.
I'm over here crafting an email to my son's math teacher. Uh-oh. Shout out Miss Marshman.
What up, Miss Marshman?
Because Hudson just thinks so. I'll go into my mom's room at 10:30 at night and tell her I need help with something.
He
did.
He did not.
Again.
Last night?
Uh-huh.
My boy, I can only save you for so long.
I'm telling you what. This kid, we worked on his homework last night. He hands me his math test, which he has failed, by the way.
Oh.
And I'm like, damn it. And Owen was the one in advanced math, loves math.
Yeah.
And Hudson's over here hating his life.
Not the same kid. Yeah.
Not the same kid at all. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And Hudson hates math, doesn't like it, doesn't even some of his math facts. He gives me a hard time. We try to go over multiplication tables.
Listen, that boy is my kindred spirit when it comes to numericals. I do not like math. Math does not like me.
Same.
We have this common understanding that we fight on sight. Yup.
Same. However, this boy needs to learn the standards of the world, because this isn't going to work. We sat there and I made him redo his entire math test last night that he failed.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I was struggling.
Math? Are you kidding me, bro?
Fifth grade math is no joke. I called my sister, who's a principal, an elementary school principal. I go, help.
Help. Help.
Help.
We drowning over here?
It's only decimals, but help.
I forgot.
Help.
AKA, I never really knew. It was just repetition.
Yeah. So we worked on this math test, and then I went to bed, and their phones get shut off at 10, and they get in bed, and he comes in my room late last night after 10, sometime, it's probably 10:30, and said, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Mother.
Woke me up.
Faded out.
Oh, I was out. I go, huh? Because I told him, you ever stressed out, come into my room.
Yeah.
He comes and he goes, well, there was a whole sheet I didn't do. Can you email my teacher and just tell her I didn't do it? And I go, huh? Literally.
Jinx. Parent jinx.
Yep.
Huh?
Like, what is wrong with this kid?
Boy, excuse me?
So I turn to him and I go, we'll talk about this in the morning, because I am so out of it.
Hallie had to hold the backhand back. She said, boy, what?
And then I got woken up for it. So I fell back asleep, woke up this morning. He calls me right now at work. Mom.
I watched this all happen.
Yeah, I was getting coffee. You were walking with me.
Yeah.
And you heard him on the phone going, well, did you email her? And I go, no. I did not, because it's not my responsibility. You're in fifth grade now. Now, I am emailing her right now. That's what I'm doing right now, to give her the down low.
Sure.
To tell her the behind-the-scenes story about this kid.
No, fill her in.
And deal with it so we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. But this kid literally is like, well, just email her and just tell her I didn't do it. And I'm like, that's not the way it works. I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go into your teacher today and you're going to tell her the truth. You're going to look at her and go, I didn't do it. I went into my mom's room at 10:30 when she was asleep. She couldn't help me and I don't know how to do it. So here I am now with no help. And I said, and you may have to stay in for recess today and do your homework, and you're going to miss out on your Foursquare game that you love so much.
Well,
and so what? You screwed around all weekend and then tried to come in at 10 p.m. I asked you if you had any more homework. He said no.
He said no. I knew he said no. I didn't even need to ask the question, because that is a tale as old as time. Do you have any more homework? No.
He goes, I was so sick of doing the other math stuff. I'm like, ugh.
Oh.
He has the perseverance, the endurance.
Yeah.
These things that the fifth grade, you've got to push through now. It's not third grade anymore.
And I get it.
To move up, my guy.
You just redid the math test that you already struggled with.
I get
so
it.
It's like you're mentally tapped. But there's something in saying, yes, I have more homework, but can we take 5 minutes?
Thank you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you.
As a child, you ain't never going to come to that realization until you're told that, right? But come on, man. He just straight up said, nope.
I didn't do it. Just tell my teacher. Nope. I didn't do it.
He thought you was going to finesse him out of it.
No. And I was like, you have to go in there and learn and ask for help.
Either,
and then come home and teach me.
Either extra help, extra time. Man, my boy I'll say it out loud. My mans might need a tutor. Mm-hmm. I needed to get extra math help.
I had a tutor in high school, which is wild.
There's no way around it.
Because I got pretty good grades, but math was one of those things that either I didn't want to learn it, didn't care, or my brain just could not wrap around it. I was on another planet. And he's like, I just lose focus. I'm like, we all do.
Bruh, I'm not going
to
lie.
Like, some of this is being getting older and having to self-control, having to listen, having to stop and take a moment. I was like, your meds and all these other things are only going to do so much. You're growing up. This is maturing, my guy. You have to stop and do your stuff.
That part.
Yep. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
There's nothing more to tell, but
I'm preaching to you like I preach to them. I'm venting to you like I vent to them, DZ. What is wrong with me?
Well, I kind of need to hear, because I'm preparing for the next steps in my life, which is going to be all of these. No, I don't got no more homework. Give me a backpack.
Thank God Aaron's a teacher.
Give me a backpack.
Thank God.
The curb on this one. glorious because me, myself, and I ain't going to help out as much. She's the teacher. I am not.
If I was married to a teacher, I'd be like, you got this?
You got this? Mm-hmm. Let me know how I can help. But you got this?
No, thanks. So that's where I'm at today. I just got done crafting an email. I just got done getting off the phone with Hudson, who thinks, oh, I just didn't do it. Let my teacher know.
It'll be fine.
Kids these days.
I tell you.
The audacity.
The nerve.
The nerve.
Who do they think they are?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. You can always email us, which is how we got this one. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. We also get them on our Facebook DMs.
Yep. IG.
All over the place.
All over.
Am I the jerk for asking out my best friend's ex?
Excuse me now?
Am I the jerk for asking out my best friend's ex?
I don't know which way I'm leaning because I feel like context is very important right now.
So let's start at the top.
And timing.
Yeah, they said, I've never done this before, so I'm not sure if this is how it works, but I'm going to send this story to you here. Oh, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, so, Allie and DZ, this started way back in middle school.
Oh, my Lord.
I was in seventh grade and became great friends with a girl and eventually found myself falling for her.
Seventh grade. Okay. Got it.
This was the first time I'd felt this way, which will be important later in the
story.
Puppy love. But also in elementary, I met my now best friend and we went to middle school and all that.
Okay.
I ended up telling my best friend about this girl. Well, later we got to high school and they were both my best friends and ended up getting together.
It was a Harry Potter situation. You know what I'm saying? Hermione and Ron. Mm-hmm.
It was totally a Harry Potter situation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm following.
It says, well, I barely saw my guy friend because he's in a few of my classes and I've always had 2 to 3 classes with my female best friend.
Mm.
And I admitted to her again. We dated a little bit. They dated for a little bit in high school.
Okay.
A little over a week.
Oh, big time.
But hold on, we're going to put this whole thing together.
Commitment, got
it. So they date for, it's normal high school stuff, for a little over a week, and then they decide to break it off.
Ran its course, got it, yeah.
They went to homecoming as best friends together.
Cute.
Okay. So then they've always kind of been playful and flirting, and now she went off, dates the best friend. They broke up. They dated for 4 years.
Oh, but they dated. And this is all after school, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Like after high school and all that?
So am I the jerk for asking my best friend of over 4 years to get with me, even though I know she's the ex of my best friend of 5 years?
Hey, yo.
Okay, wait. I don't know how old these people are, and I don't care. All we know is they had a little... Ooh.
This is about a 10 years worth history, what it sounds like in one setting with all these three people.
They dated for like a week.
Fling.
Then she let the other two date.
Other fling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dated for 4 years after that.
And then, and now they're...
Broken up.
Want to rekindle with the best friend's ex now.
And the guy is still vibing.
Hell no.
You think no?
No, they dated your best friend for 4 years? Absolutely not. It'd be one thing if you guys all had these little week-long relationships back and forth.
Back in the day?
No. That's your friend's ex now, and you just can't.
And if you still consider him a best friend, right? Mm-hmm. Him, her, the situation, whatever.
Jerk.
You think jerk?
Yes.
I'd like to know how long they've been broken up.
I don't want somebody to date my ex 4 months. Try 4 years. It's on.
There might be an understanding, though, because they're all this good of friends, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, past friends between friends, but if they do have that understanding, they could, be no ill will and going, it really just didn't work out for us. I know you guys have always had a little thangy thang, so maybe y'all can thangy thang.
Are you going to be paranoid about the attraction between the other two, though? Because everybody's attracted to everybody in this weird triangle.
At this point,
And now you've got to be paranoid of the friend. Now, are they going to... Is she always going to want to get back together with the ex of 4 years, or does she love me?
That's for them to feel out, though, right? Like, I think that would have to be addressed in their situation.
Mm-hmm.
If it's only been a few months, a year tops, when they've broken up after dating for 4 years, Yeah, jerk.
I wonder if they feel like they have some entitlement to this girl because they dated in middle school for a week. So it's like, well, we kind of dated first.
What do you mean? Oh.
And then you went and dated her for 4 years and now I'm ready to date her. I'm
winning her back.
I marked my territory in seventh grade.
You just couldn't make it work, buddy. So I'm here, Prince Charming. I'm here to save the day like I should have been the whole time. You should have never dated her.
Maybe.
He's been plotting this whole time.
Maybe.
Whoa, hold on. You just might have changed my perspective on this.
Somebody said, not like it matters, but are these all females? I don't know, and it doesn't even matter.
If somebody's ex,
it might be.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't change it, though,
no.
For me.
This is a love triangle
in a
sense.
It's a love triangle, and there's three friends, two dated, and now the third wants to slide in.
Can I tell you, you convinced me to go not the jerk?
Why?
Wait, what you just said.
I'm a horrible lawyer, is what you're telling me. I should not argue.
Maybe. You're not the lawyer in the family.
That's true. I am not. My sister is.
Hear me out.
What?
If he does feel like he's always been in love with her since the jits, I'm talking about the baby days, who's to say that he hasn't this whole time maintained that playfulness because he's been basically in love? Mm. And she's maintained that playfulness because she's basically in love.
Oh.
But ended up dating the other friend for a number of years, and it was just comfortable. It was just good. It just worked out. It was right until it was wrong.
I was going to say, ooh, for dating the other friend for no reason then. But okay, well, look, I say jerk, you say not the jerk.
And you're the one that got me to it, bro.
Sorry.
What if he'd really been there since middle
school? Sorry, not sorry.
He's been waiting on her since middle school, man. He's just shooting his shot that he's been holding the ball for 10 years on. I'm saying not the jerk. Shoot your shot, my boy. I hope y'all date for life.
Somebody said this girl needs new friends. No kidding.
Congratulations on the wedding.
Same cesspool. Oh, the wedding, and this will be even more awkward.
Woo!
Gonna have the maid of honor, best man, gonna be the third friend?
Of course, you have to at this point, bro. Y'all are in it together, in it to win it.
Destiny texted in, she ain't no hot potato. Stop passing her around.
Destiny, don't even go there, bro.
Oh,
somebody else
texted and said, guys don't care about this kind of stuff. That's true, actually. But if it was a girl, most definitely not. Because usually we will abide by the girl code. That's true. That's fair.
There might be an understanding. And I'm sorry, but the girl code is non-factor in here. There is a girl involved in this situation, and she's good with dating. Both of them.
Bella and Kenosha texted and this guy must be trashy Trisha's little brother. Okay.
Now we got relations in the family.
If you listen to Am I the Jerk daily and religiously, you understand that reference. Okay.
If you know, you know.
All right. 414-533-1037. The question is, am I the jerk for asking out my friend's ex of 4 years?
It was his ex first.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, am I the jerk for asking out my best friend's ex of 4 years? Since everybody wants to know what kind of ex.
Well, hold on. He dated her for 4 days first.
He dated her in seventh grade, though. He claimed his territory. Just saying.
Okay, this is so funny to say.
Let's go to the phones. Let's just get into it. Sherry's in Germantown. Sherry, our first Germantown theme song holder.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I can't think of anyone else from Germantown who's got a theme song. Can you?
I think you're right. Oh, I'm thinking of Grafton.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Not even close.
Okay. Hey.
Not next to each other, not nothing.
It's just a G.
Hi, Sherry. I was called her Jerry.
Because the G.
The G.
Me, she is a G, though.
Hey.
Morgan.
Guten Morgen.
What's going on there, Sherry?
You know, it's another Monday, another day, another dollar.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Another am I the jerk?
All right. Is this person the jerk for asking out their best friend's ex of 4 years?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Really now?
Girl code.
That's what it is? It's girl code?
Well, not only girl code, but isn't there an unwritten rule that it should be a guy code as
like
well?
Like a human code? That's where I was going with this.
Yeah, there you go.
How long have they been broken up? Mm. Really? How did the relationship end? Were they ever really that into each other? Did they just date 4 years because it was convenient?
It don't even matter.
I don't care either.
Hands off. Yeah, it does not matter because how awkward and just uncomfortable would that be if you guys are all in the same room?
Love is love.
Hey, some would say and some would agree, love is love. And if it's meant to be way and not the other.
Love, but not in that kind of circumstance.
Not with your friend's ex.
Nobody was
your friend's
married.
Ex of four. It doesn't matter. 4 years with somebody?
Yeah.
That isn't enough for you?
In a grand scheme of a lifetime? Nah, 4 years ain't it.
I don't even care if they were together a week and he wanted to hook up with her. That is just no.
Y'all
that's,
just nope.
That's not a best friend.
Hard line. No friendship over then. Got it. I feel that. Yep. I feel that.
My Lord. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. She All says right. jerk.
Jerk.
Without a doubt.
Yep. Have a great Monday, guys.
Have a good day, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. All right. We already know where the next one's going to go. He's going to go the opposite way. I know it because he stole his wife from another dude.
We actually know a little something about
this
man.
He took his friend's girl. Yeah, I said it, Ryan in Calabama, aka
light me up, light a fire. I don't care.
Stole Ashley from his friend in middle school. What a jerk, Ryan. Ooh, hey. Ryan in Caledonia. I don't know what to say to you right now.
Look at him married with babies.
I am
now.
Not even a jerk. It's not a jerk. He's not a jerk at all. And whoever thinks that he is a jerk is beyond me. Like blowing my mind over here.
Okay, now
like,
explain.
We're all human. Like you can't help who you fall in love with. Like if you fall in love with her, you fall
True,
in love with her.
But you can help who you hit years. On. You can help who you go for. And your best friend's
oh
ex of 4 years ain't yes. it, Ryan.
Completely
oh
off
my
limits.
Gosh. You know, best friends for life. We're still friends together. We still hang out every day. We still do everything together. And I still stole this girl. And who's then, by who's sitting there right beside me? He is.
You're the exception, Ryan. Most people
I
are not buddy
I'm
buddies.
The exception.
Yes, you are. There's no way people are in their 30s going, he sold my girl.
I know he's not
cool.
He's not the only exception, bro.
He's not the only one, but he is an exception.
He is an exception.
It was middle school. He dated first for 4 days, whatever. Who gives? That don't even matter.
Sure.
The four years don't even matter because that was in high school, too. You don't know what you're doing in high school. Who knows what they're doing in high school, you know?
Now it's,
Screw
a,
that.
It's what, a new it moment was, in life.
I just can't imagine right. dating one of my friends' boyfriends and all through high school, like afterwards. Like, ew.
High school, who you don't know what you're doing. If I could see if it was like
Ryan, I'm 40 and I don't know
later.
What I'm doing. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, yeah, that's true. You don't know what you're doing, but shoot, you're still out there, girl. Go get it.
You know what? Who asked you? Hang up on him.
All right, Ryan. Well, how would you let a man jerk. Love, man?
Speaking of jerks.
Well, on tomorrow's, am I the jerk? Just can't stand y'all two together sometimes, man.
Oh, man.
Funny, though.
All right.
Funny.
So Ryan says, not the jerk. Because he did the same thing with his wifey.
And he's standing on business. Now, listen, they're married. They got a beautiful homestead, a beautiful family, and his friend is still his friend. Look
well,
at that.
He's got the tiebreaker today is going to be Lisa in West Dallas, who is our private PI. That's what she does for a living.
You think she's investigating this right now?
Yes, and she's going to have an opinion because she deals with this kind of stuff. Hi, Lisa.
What's your verdict?
I know I'm investigating in lacrosse today.
Ooh, you up there.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so has anybody ever watched the show Friends? Because it sounds like an episode of the show of Friends.
Yeah.
Just staying here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually, for once, agree with Ryan. You can't help how you feel, but you can definitely exercise some self-control. I still feel, though, not the jerk because you just can't help how you feel. But these people aren't going to be friends
That's
anymore
what I was gonna
if
say.
They succeed. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a whole new friend circle.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Friendship's definitely going to change, if not completely be over.
Somebody said, I feel like everyone in my high school is married to everyone's exes. Small town. Yeah. You're screwed if you don't ever leave a small town.
Ain't that a
that's
good
what's
going
to happen.
Ain't that a
and
good
And then
point.
Somebody wrote above that, I don't think he's a jerk, but he definitely should be able to validate his feelings. If his feelings for her, so that way she knows where he stands, let her make the first move. Ah, and the other friend... that's right.
Make I can respect that. I know. I hear that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say your piece and then let it be on her.
And that's from Tony, the mascot man, Tony and Racine. Wow.
Well, I no longer respect it. I know it's from Tony.
Tony should have written in, what about an open relationship? And we all know it.
Boy, I can't believe today was not the jerk, though.
I know, I'm shocked.
Okay.
Antonia in Vegas said, definition of homie hopper.
Wow, Antonia coming in with the petitiousness.
Wow. All right, Lisa, have a great day.
Bye.
He said Lisa in lacrosse today. Goodness gracious.
So many texts coming in, too. Jeez. I don't think he's a jerk, but he definitely should be able to validate his feelings if his feelings are for her. So that, I read that
you
one
read that
already.
One. Yep.
Jeez.
There's so many texts coming in, but not to get into it, our text system is mad weird.
It is weird. So we appreciate all your texts and your calls this morning. Turns out, not the jerk for asking out your best friend's ex.
Do your thing, pimpin'. Do your thing.
We got to give away tickets.
Are you ready?
You ready?
I think so.
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake is coming to Fiserv Forum this month.
Ooh.
Right around the corner, you guys. And we're giving you tickets all week long. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars teaming up there for Die With a Smile.
Sometimes that's the only thing you can do, I guess.
Uh-huh, pretty much. Okay, so let's talk about something I've been doing in my house. Dizzy and I were just having a really intense conversation off the air, and then we had to pull an audible. I feel like we're really
and
weird.
And then just come back and talk to y'all.
Like, hi, let's have a happy convo.
Good morning.
Woo! No, but seriously, I did want to talk to you about using batteries.
Okay, batteries?
All the time. Okay, I never plug my phone into the wall. Ever.
What do you mean?
Like, do you see how my phone is plugged in at work right now?
I would call that plugged into the wall.
Now it is. It's never like, I have not plugged my phone into a wall plug in probably 2 years unless it's a Mayday situation and it's going to die.
Do you use the wireless charging pad? Got a wireless pad?
No, I carry batteries. I carry like lithium batteries everywhere I go.
No, you don't.
And I have the cords.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and I carry batteries everywhere I go.
That's how you charge your phone.
That's how I charge my phone. And I'm sure I'm ruining the battery on my phone, but...
At least you know that.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't got to tell you that.
Whatever,
okay.
You know. But I never plug it in. And so now you're seeing more and more stories about these batteries, like, starting fires. And I'm not trying to, like, freak people out, because obviously I've used them for 5 years and I've been just fine.
Just fine.
The same batteries. And then I'll, you know, switch them in and out.
Okay.
But should I be concerned about using... Like, what is with this, all these stories? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying.
You were telling me something about not leaving stuff plugged in. I'm like, don't make me paranoid.
Well,
because I actually have an electrical inspection today.
At the house?
Weird enough that I'm actually talking about
random?
All this at once. I had to call the city because when I had all this work done, this electric company had to come in and fix my stuff.
Okay.
And they had to pull a permit. They had to pull a permit for it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've done stuff where I didn't pull permits, but we had to because the company did it. This company came
in. They needed to keep their, you know, legalities intact.
And so the city called me and said, we have to come do a inspection because they pulled a permit. I'm like, oh, so they're coming today, which is ironic as I could ask the guy this when he comes, the inspector today, be like, since you're an electrical inspector, can you tell me?
You might know more about this.
Should I be using these batteries? But now I'm like paranoid about these things.
Yeah, well, first things first, mm-hmm. You already know I'm about to tell you it's a terrible idea that you don't charge your phone on the wall.
Really?
The nuggets, the cords, the things that we get, they are all made to charge our phones appropriately and accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
When we go off and use other cords and other battery sources, it's this weird competing, like the battery is drawing from our phone while it's juicing and powering. It can cause a lot of overheating. There's things such as make sure you're not leaving them in hot cars that can make them defective. Because the battery is going to keep working, but that doesn't mean the internal mechanics, the lithium, whatever, isn't compromised. And that's the majority of the problem, is because once something, an element that's high heat conductive gets to a high heat temperature, and the safety element inside is, I'm not trying to get all scientific, you feel me? But
no, get scientific, makes sense.
Once it basically hits its boiling point and the battery is compromised, there's no stopping that. You know, you're not going to know what's happening until it's too late, basically, because your battery's going to get hot. What happens when batteries are using energy? They get hot, naturally.
They get hot, yeah. And I feel them sometimes when they get hot,
and
when
they get too hot, unplug it. Hit it.
Yeah.
And rotate. You said you've got the same batteries for 5 years. I would even argue to say cut it down to 3.
I don't know if they're the same batteries for 5 years. I'm saying I've been charging my phone with batteries for at least 5 years. I mean, when people ask me, or if people say my phone's going to die, I'm the one who whips out a battery every time. And I'm like, I got you.
You have done that before,
every
too.
Every time.
You really have.
I don't leave home without a battery because I'm terrified my phone's going to die and we're going to need it.
Which is clutch when you're out and about.
Yeah.
But that's not how you should be juicing your phone
regularly. I know.
Yeah.
I know. So you think I'm doing it wrong for sure.
Yeah, G. Unfortunately, I do think you're doing it wrong.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Well, you can text or call because do you always plug in?
Can I tell you, I'm also doing it wrong?
What do you mean?
They say you shouldn't let your phone charge overnight either, whether it's into the wall or not. Same concept. Can overheat. If you're using the wrong cords, it could overjuice your phone. and phones have had problems. Mm-hmm. I've had to return phones pre-my iPhone days because they were overheating on the charge and causing issues. Mm-hmm. They were burning up, literally exploding in people's pockets.
This is also, did I say this? This is always also why they make me take them out of my luggage. Did we talk about this?
Yep. No, we didn't talk about this, but this, that's exactly why.
This is another thing. When I fly a lot to go see my family or whatever, because nobody lives here, it's always when they grab my bag because I try to carry it on, and then they go, no, you're too late. You have to check it.
Yep, exactly.
Because I'm always the last one. They're like, here you go. They go, any batteries? And I go, and I always take them out, but I didn't really understand why.
The pressure.
It's the pressure, it's and you don't pressure. Want them to start a fire.
Again, yep.
And I put them then in my carry-on and take them out from the luggage underneath.
Because the cabins are pressurized differently for passengers for versus luggage.
Jeez. Gee, all right.
I'm telling you, I'm also doing it wrong, though. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be leaving my phone plugged in all night, overnight.
Why not? Everybody does that, though.
I know. They say you shouldn't. They say you should unplug it once it's charged 100%, and I never do. Okay. I charge to get to 120 every day.
Do you guys charge on the wall? Do you plug them in? Am I crazy for using the batteries? 414-533-1037. I can see the phones ringing.
How do we charge, and is our stuff on fire?
Am I going to start a fire, and how do I charge my phone?
Fingers crossed that we're not.
Just remember, you're talking to a girl with fire anxiety, because my whole life, my dad, if anything was even just sitting on the stove, he'd be like, whoa!
Fire!
Get the rolls off the stove! They're gonna set on fire!
And I grew up in a house where my mom would leave a candle on for 4 days straight.
Honestly, I wish I had grown up like you.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. And never mind. Either one, we're screwed either way.
Yep.
We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
All right, we're talking about how I never plug my phone in to the wall to charge it. I am always carrying around batteries and cords, and it might not be the safest.
Allie is diabolical. Yes, yes, yes. Wild work with this one, y'all.
I am wild. Let me tell you what. Let's go to Saucy Sandra, though. We haven't talked to her in a minute.
Saucy's probably been busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she's working outside. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Saucy, where you at with the battery situation?
Okay, so I switched all my equipment over to battery operated because I was sick of paying high gas prices.
For gas, yeah. And she works outside, landscaping.
And, Saucy, I bought a electrical, remember when I bought the lawnmower last year?
Yes,
I,
good for you.
I have a battery operated lawnmower now. That's
good
right.
for you. And it's great. It's great, isn't it?
It is.
I love actually it. Love it.
Well,
yes.
It's quiet as hell.
Yep.
And you just recharge it. Yeah, it's great.
Only I've part cut I my neighbor's is- grass in the dark before and they had no idea.
No.
I was using a spotlight. Yeah.
It's that quiet. Wait, what were
it's
you going to say,
quiet,
DZ?
Guys.
It's what?
I'll say my only dislike is the fact that I have to switch halfway through like my yard. Switch batteries.
Yes.
The battery,
yeah,
one charge does not last for the whole yard. It's a little bit bigger than that.
But that's why I weed whack while I let it recharge.
Yep. And then,
that's it right there.
That's why you got two batteries.
We are so smart. Look at us on our lawns.
Right?
Look at us.
Saucy, but what's the point with these batteries? Because
okay,
I hear a butt.
So recently, I had my weed whacker stolen, and I had to go and buy a new one. This thing I had for less than a week, and it started on fire.
While you were using it?
No.
While I was using it.
Yikes. Dog,
yes.
The lithium ion in these batteries, you got to be
what
careful.
What do you mean it started on fire?
And it then, okay, started
then,
on fire.
And then what happened?
And then I had to take it in and get it fixed. They're claiming they can fix it, but
what?
Who knows when I'll get it back.
What?
No, you can't fix it.
It started on fire. I'm going to need a replacement.
Wait, they they didn't even return. What?
No, they wouldn't return.
So
would not return. I had to go through the warranty, so now I sit and I wait without it while I'm still paying for it.
So your work is suffering because you don't have the equipment you need to use at your
100%.
Job.
100%. 100%. I have to go and borrow one from somebody else.
That's a whole nother issue.
But after that, then I had seen on my TikTok somebody with one of those ride-on mower batteries.
Yep.
And it started their whole house on fire, and their whole house burnt down.
Bruh. Ooh, wait. I think I saw the same video. Was it in the garage? It started in the garage.
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. You see the batteries. You never know.
You have to be careful. Once your stuff is charged up, please unplug it.
Take it off.
If this is a PSA that you only listen to today.
Tell me.
Unplug plug your batteries once they are charged, especially the big batteries for outdoor equipment. This stuff,
they've been catching on fire if they're left plugged in. Is that the issue?
They're supposed to have a safety shutoff where they stop charging.
They're supposed to.
Sometimes
and
that's
they're
not the case.
Also saying that even if it's not plugged in, if your battery is compromised, it is the possibility that it could still start on fire.
Come on. Now, you know what? Don't tell a girl with fire anxiety it may start on fire doing nothing but sitting in the corner by itself.
Keep it out in the garage or keep it out away from your house.
I'm going to keep it in the ice freezer just in case.
Oh, great. So now all of a sudden I don't want an attached garage. Now I'm crying about it.
And now I'm back to gas.
Now here we go. All that.
Did we do this to ourselves?
Yes. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What did you do for the first time that you've always wanted to do?
All right. So I got my teeth whitened, y'all.
Oh,
yeah. I went in and I got my teeth whitened.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. They're so nice.
Listen. I've been eating a lot of donuts in the last couple minutes. Drinking coffee. You know what I'm saying? So there might be some sprinkles in my teeth. But the first time I have ever gotten my teeth whitened, bro.
We talked about this on the show. You did it. You didn't even tell me you were going to do it.
I didn't know I was going to either.
Oh, what happened?
It ended up being kind of last minute. And it was dope that they were actually able to fit me in. Because my whole life and experience going to the dentist has always been, you know, just going to the dentist for the routine, the checkups, getting your stuff cleaned. But I've asked repeatedly, hey, do you guys do whitenings? Hey, they're different dentists. Do y'all do whitenings?
Yeah.
And none of my dentists have done whitenings. And
do they say why?
It's a specialized service.
It is. Some people feel like I told you, I had a dentist who told me, go get it from the store at this point. It's so easy. Like they've come so far. However, it's not the professional cleaning you want.
And that's what I was about ready to do, is just go get the white strips or the paint from the store. But I'm weird. I'm more holistic. I like the natural approach. If I can get it, and if I could go professionally to get it done, I'd prefer. I found a dentist that would do it, but it was like $300-$400 to get your teeth white. Sheesh is right. So I said, nah, man. Lo and behold, ended up finding a local place that does, I mean, wonderful work.
Yeah.
You can guess how much I paid, bro?
How much?
I said guess. How you gonna say how much?
Sorry.
Guess.
So we know that $300 or $400 was an absolute not for you.
It was a big not.
So let's go with $100.
Dude, you're close.
No.
All right. So normally it's like $170 for the service. They're doing some fall special right now worth $80. That's it.
Really?
So I walked in. They did the whole shebang on it. I sat there for basically like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little weirded out at first because I just, having a service, having my mouth open, something you've never done before, you got to settle in. But they made me feel mad comfortable. And dog, the results. I didn't want that weird, like now my teeth look like they've been bleached like a bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want that crazy. But you know, the vibrant neon white teeth. Mm-hmm. But I was happy with the results I got because they brightened my smile a few good shades. And I just, you know, I walked out just feeling like I was gleaming.
They look nice.
Do they look good for real?
They look
really
so good.
Thank you.
They look so nice.
It's done prompted me to out here be taking better care of my teeth.
Yeah.
Whether I'm flossing, brushing more than normal, just making sure I got some in my pocket to feel like I want to upkeep the whiteness of the teeth. Because they said, hey, I keep hydrating, it's going to get whiter. The all natural organic stuff that we put in your mouth is going to help. Vitamin E this. I was like, man, Justin, Cherry, shout out to y'all. Yeah, buddy.
Somebody texted in and said the reason why a lot of dentists don't do it is because it takes so long. Example, there's a whitening system called Zoom, and it's a couple hour treatment. So you're taking a hygienist in the room for 2 hours. So you're taking away their support staff is what they're saying. Like, she's in there for 2 hours and the dentist needs her.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I had no clue. But something I'd wanted to do for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Never pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the inspiration of the season's coming, winter's also coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to do it. It sounds like a great opportunity for less than $100. $80.
That's amazing.
For the fall special, I'll drop that $80 for the fall special and then just come get touch-ups.
I fully support this. If you want to share on the teeth whitening topic, because I could go on about this for days, let me tell you. 414-533-1037. I know we were talking about things you wanted to do always and you finally done them. Screw that. Teeth whitening, I'm in, man.
Okay.
I did it years and years and years ago, and it made a difference for sure.
Did it?
But it's like I drink coffee every day. I drink Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And I never know what to do. And then my dental hygienist had said, well, get one of those pens, which I didn't even know there was a pen that existed.
They got pens?
It's a pen that you color on each tooth. And she was saying that if you have veneers or anything, like I have a veneer right here.
Sure.
Because I fell when I was a kid.
My mom does too.
Yeah, it got shoved up in my gums, which I don't want to make you cringe, but I can't feel it. Don't worry. So the tooth is dead. I've had a veneer over it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And she's like, that one's a, don't waste the gel on that because it's not, that doesn't work on those. She goes, so go get the pen and go around to the ones you want to whiten.
I'm learning. I'm learning. Okay. But the evolution has been cool because I've seen my teeth get whiter. It's only been a few days since I've gotten it done, right? So they said, you'll see, you'll notice, keep brushing. You know, you might not feel like they're pearly every single time. And when I first got home, I was like, baby, look at my teeth, Erin. Yeah. She was like, I mean, they look good, but they just look super, super clean.
Yeah.
Woke up the next day. She said, dang, Zaddy, them things is shining.
That was ding. It was like a ding off the teeth.
I felt like Chip Skylark talking about my shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the phones are ringing. Let's see what people have to say next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Hello.
Buenos dias. Why am I smiling so much?
Because you got your teeth whitened and you look so fly. Look at you.
Appreciate. You know, I'm competing with my shirt, which is whiter.
You look so clean.
Thank you.
So
thank
fresh
you.
And so clean. Clean, but it's
ain't
just your teeth.
Nobody's teeth as white as mine. They fresh and so fresh and so clean.
Somebody said, where did you go to get this $80 whitening, by the way?
I could have swore I said it. And I just want to clarify, this isn't a dentistry place. They only do teeth whitening.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's a business. Yeah.
Got it.
Partner, Afterglow Teeth Whitening. Shout out to them. They know they was about to get this loving, but I'm so happy with my results, man. And this wasn't like a, oh, hey, no. Everybody's paying $80 right now for the fall. So it's like, bruh, $80 to get your teeth whitened? Allie, we can drink all the coffee we want now.
Right?
It made me feel good, though. And I was like, well, it's first times this. You know, what if you always wanted to do for the first time, but we just kind of hijacked it, and now we're talking about teeth whitening.
Well, let's go to Rachel in Hartford, because she's got some experience with this. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, Rachel. You work in the dental field?
I currently am not, but this year I just passed 14 years in the dental field.
14 years in the dental field. Dang. Okay.
Dang.
Okay, so what advice you got for us here? What's going on?
Well, I actually run my own teeth whitening business.
Oh, there it is. She said, I left after 14 because I'm working for me now. Took my expertise.
She's like, come on, join my team.
Pull up.
Here's the link.
I have waited forever for you guys to talk about teeth whitening because it's a passion.
You haven't waited forever because we've done it more than once. You just weren't listening that day is more like it. Okay?
You probably were busy.
But that's interesting.
What made you, she said she's passionate about teeth whitening. Not to call it a strange thing to be passionate about because we all love our teeth, right? But what made you go teeth whitening?
Yeah,
I'm going in, dipping full go.
Good question.
I mean, it's the first thing people see when you meet someone is your smile. And a lot of people are self-conscious about the color.
Yeah.
That is very valid.
I thought maybe she dated somebody with no teeth or something.
We thought it was crazier.
Never mind.
You know, the whole teeth thing, teeth can be fixed. Personality cannot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I think these things as well in the dating world. So fair enough. You can fix them. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Rachel. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys too.
Take care. Bye. And don't forget to send us that info.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She said she got her own business. Send us the info. Drop it.
Seriously. Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine. Lord help us. You said something about her, though. Oh, wait. I'll let her go first.
Turn down.
Oh, it's not going to be a good day.
Not even close. Oh, my husband better be listening, too, because I told him to keep the lights on while I'm driving.
Keep the what on?
Keep the Alexa on so that we're playing in the background.
Oh, that's even funnier. I'm stalking you.
You better be listening.
Amanda, DZ said something about you that's so true. You have amazing teeth.
You have a great smile, Amanda. Your teeth are like perfect brain, if I remember.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Is it rude to ask, did you have dental work? Or like, do you have veneers?
Do you have veneers or do you just have perfect teeth?
I do have veneers.
Okay.
But they're not real.
But they're great teeth.
They are. Oh, I would. They look so good. I would. Girl, lie. Because I would have believed you if you said they were yours.
Sometimes I do. It depends
honestly
on the day.
Yeah.
I know you guys so well. I mean, I'm like, whatever.
But then again, I'm all about owning it. It's not like I'm going to go, yeah, my boobs are real.
Well, when you explain it like that.
Well, I'm just saying, keep it real. Okay. Bye, Amanda. Never mind. We're done.